はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようキャンベラ。
高瀬です。
ジュンです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 72. As always brought to you by Air Clarin, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, 高瀬さん、お久しぶりですね。
そうですね。
そうですよ。
そうですね。
Where have you been?
I was just away for the weekend.
Where did you go?
It's secret.
All right. It's been a while since we've seen June too. How can we ask, what's June been up to?
June さん、最近どうしてましたか？
ちょっと忙しくしてましたね。
You've been a bit busy. What have you been up to, June?
ずっと勉強してました。
Takase, is he really studying all the time?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I have my doubts. Alright, today is the last day, part 3 of Homesick. Takase-san, are you looking forward to finding out what happens?
Yes.
Me too. How about you, June?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound real into it, June. Okay.We're going to get right into the conversation. We just want to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com for the online transcripts. Come by the Learning Center, do the practice quiz associated with this to reinforce what you hear in the podcast. Again, lots more inside the PDF. So, if you stop by, leave us a post. Here we go.
今の見ましたか？
どこですか？
あのペンギン、壁を飛び越えました。
嘘でしょ？
ほら、あそこです。
本当だ。大丈夫でしょうか？
10分ぐらい前からずっとおかしくて、いきなり走り出しました。最後あの壁を飛び越えました。
おかしいですけど、私はなんとなく理解できます。あ、動物園の人が捕まえました。かわいそうなペンギンです。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。今の見ましたか？
どこですか？
あのペンギン、壁を飛び越えました。
嘘でしょう？
ほら、あそこです。
本当だ。大丈夫でしょうか？
10分ぐらい前からずっとおかしくて、いきなり走り出しました。最後は、あの壁を飛び越えました。
おかしいですけど、私はなんとなく理解できます。あ、動物園の人が捕まえました。かわいそうなペンギンです。今度はピーターが英語を入れます。
今の見ましたか？
Did you see that just now?
どこですか？
Where?
あのペンギン、壁を飛び越えました。
That penguin just jumped over the wall.
嘘でしょう？
You're kidding.
ほら、あそこです。
Look, over there.
本当だ。
You're right.
大丈夫でしょうか？
I wonder if it's all right.
10分ぐらい前からずっとおかしくて。
It was acting strange since about 10 minutes ago.
いきなり走り出しました。
Then it just took off running.
最後はあの壁を飛び越えました。
Finally, it jumped over that wall.
おかしいですけど。
It's strange, but...
私はなんとなく理解できます。
I can somehow understand.
あ、動物園の人が捕まえました。
Ah, the zookeeper just caught him.
かわいそうなペンギンです。
Poor penguin. So, Takase, what do you think?
I wanted to help penguin to run away.
Too late.
かわいそう。
All right, so what's going to happen here? Natsuko is going to tag team in. Natsuko, welcome to the show.
Natsuko です。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
So Natsuko, what do you think of the story?
Oh, now I know it's in zoo.
Now it all makes sense, right?
Yeah.
fresh fish to the wide ocean.
楽な仕事。I see.
Lucky penguins.
Wish them good luck.
All right. And speaking of penguins, first word.
Penguin.
Penguin.
Penguin. Penguin.
Who's the most famous penguin in Japan?
日本で一番有名なペンギンはピングかもしれません。
Huh? Who?
There's an animation character called Pingu.
Pingu?
Pingu.
Pingu. Give it to us one more time. Break it down.
Pingu. P-ng-gu. Pingu.
Yes, this is a very famous character here.
Yes.
Lots of stickers and stuffed animals. You'll see him in many places.
Right.
And also, I know what it is.
What?
Are you sure he's more famous than the Suica penguin?
Oh, yeah, right. He's becoming really popular too, right?
Yeah, well, who's he? Come on, explain it to everybody, Natsuko.
I don't know his proper name, but we call him Suica penguin. There's an automatic pass called Suica to get on train.
Yeah, it's a rechargeable pass. Mm-hmm. You use it at the electronic turnstile. So you charge that beforehand, and then all you do is touch the card. Actually, it goes through bags. You don't even have to take it out of your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So you just touch your wallet to where you would put money in,
mm-hmm.
and you can pass right through into the train station.
Yes, very convenient.
Very convenient. Now, for the campaign, they selected
Penguin
as their mascot. Mm-hmm. So he's all over the place. Yes. Suica.
Suica Penguin.
Yeah. All right, two famous penguins in Japan.
Yes.
What do we have next?
Kabe.
Wall.
Kabe. Kabe.
So, Natsuko, can you give us an example?
Kabe o norikoeru.
To overcome a large obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
Very well-known expression.
Yes. Kabe o norikoeru. Tsugi wa tobikoeru.
Jump over.
Tobikoeru.
Now, what was the word you gave us before?
Norikoeru.
And now this word is?
Tobikoeru.
Now, there's a grammatical construction in there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word you just gave us?
Tobikoeru.
Now, we take the mas stem of to fly, tobu, which is?
Tobi.
And we add on?
Koeru.
To go over.
Yes.
And then we have to jump over.
Tobikoeru.
The same thing is for the other one.
Norikoeru.
The first verb is to ride.
Noru.
Now we get the mas stem.
Nori.
And we add it to?
Koeru.
To ride over.
Yes. Norikoeru.
So we can add verbs in their mas stem to koeru.
Yes.
But it doesn't work for every single verb, just selected verbs.
Right.
Okay, next.
Okashii.
Now, this word is strange, but can also mean funny.
Yes, both meanings.
Both meanings.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful how you use this one, right?
Right. Okashii. Okashii.
So when people are laughing uncontrollable, they would say,
Okashii. Peter, okashii.
And because Natsuko's laughing all alone, she is okashii.
Okay.
Strange. Okay, next.
いきなり.
Suddenly.
いきなり. いきなり. いきなり走り出す.
Suddenly, take off running.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is another word we had in the dialogue. What's the word?
走り出す. 走り出す. 走り出す.
Again, this is similar to the examples we gave before. This word consists of two verbs put together. The first verb, we use the mas stem, and we add it to?
Dasu.
So the first verb in this word is?
Hashiru.
To run. We get the mas stem, which is?
Hashiri.
And we add it to?
Dasu.
We have?
Hashiri dasu.
To take off running.
Mm-hmm.
Now this dasu is used in many verbs.
Yes.
It means to suddenly start something.
Mm-hmm.
How about remember? How do we say remember?
Omoidasu.
To come back into the mind.
Yes.
And if all of a sudden you start to cry.
泣き出す.
Yeah. Oh, poor Natsuko. 泣き出す。思い出す。To suddenly do something.
Yes.
Next.
次は なんとなく。
Somehow, for some reason. You can't explain it, but it just is.
Yes, used very frequently.
Okay.
なんとなく。なんとなく。
Example sentence, please. 例文お願いします。
なんとなくわかります。
I understand in some way.
Yes.
I sort of understand. I have a sense of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You have another one for us?
夜の学校はなんとなく怖い。
School at night. I don't know why, but it's a bit scary.
Yes.
Next.
次は理解する。
Very big word.
Right.
To understand.
Yes. 理解する。理解する。
And this word was found with?
できます。
Now this is the potential. I can.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a lot on this word in the upcoming weeks. But for now, this word is can.
Yes.
What's the negative form of this word?
できません。
So, I can't. And I can is?
できます。
So in the dialogue we had?
理解できます。
I can understand.
Yes.
How about an example sentence?
ジーコ監督の考えは理解できます。
What was that, Natsuko? You better be careful what you say on this show.
Uh-oh.
One more time.
ジーコ監督の考えは理解できます。
I can understand Manager Jiko's idea. All right, let's first give you a little bit of background of just what happened. The bombshell that was dropped on Japan's sporting world 2 days ago.
Yes.
Who is Jiko Kantoku?
He's a manager of Japan's national soccer team.
He has the task of bringing home the World Cup to Japan.
Yes, exactly.
And there's an extremely popular player.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Kubo.
So Monday, there was a decision made on which players would join the World Cup team in Japan.
Yes.
Now, everybody thought this player, Kubo, would be selected.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened, Natsuko?
He wasn't selected.
And Natsuko, what happened?
みんなびっくりしました。
One more time?
みんなびっくりしました。
Everybody was surprised.
Yes.
Newspapers covered with this topic.
Mm-hmm.
News, sporting news. I think they even had like a flash. You know what they do for the earthquake warnings? I think they even had that on the TV.
Really?
Special report.
Yes.
Some of the people at the office, they got emails that he wasn't selected. It was really big news here.
Right.
So while Natsuko can understand, one more time, you can understand the coach.
Jiko 監督の考えは理解できます。
A lot of people out there cannot.So there is the can understand group.
理解できます。
And the can't understand group.
理解できません。
Okay, next.
次は動物園。
Zoo.
動物園。動物園。
Now this is a three kanji character word. The first two make up the word.
動物。
And to look further into the word, it's...Two Chinese characters.
Yes.
The first one is
do,
move, and the second is
butsu,
thing. So moving thing.
Yes.
Moving thing is
animal.
And then we add that to
en,
which is
park.
Moving thing park.
Yes. Right.
Sounds like it could be a city too.
Right.
Yes, but this is zoo. All right.
次は捕まえる
to catch.
つかまえる、つかまえる。
Some examples, please, Natsuko.
犯人をつかまえます。
To catch the criminal. One more.
魚をつかまえる。
To catch fish. Okay, Natsuko, last word.
かわいそう。
Poor.
かわいそう。かわいそう。
Now, this is not poor financially. This is poor as in poor thing.
Yes.
A lot of people always say, poor Peter, always being teased by the girls at Japanese Pod 101.
An example?
Yeah.
And we use this as an adjective in conversation, right?
And what kind of adjective is this?
かわいそうな.
Yes, na adjective. かわいそうな Peter.
So, かわいそうな Natsuko.
Why? Poor Natsuko. Now, you can use this in many situations. For example, if you see an injured animal, you can say poor thing. If you see something sad on the news, you can say
かわいそう.
Yeah, poor. This is a word you'll hear a lot, especially if you're in tough situations like myself.
Yes.
All right, so that's going to wrap up the Homesick series. What do you think, Natsuko?
It was a great story.
I really liked it too. Now, we'd like to remind you to come down to JapanesePod101.com and get the accompanying quizzes in the Learning Center. You can come down, sign up for a 7-day free trial, and doing that enables you to access the quizzes. We have quizzes on content, what happened in the story. We have grammar quizzes to get you ready for the JLPT. Plus, we have vocab questions. And again, inside the vocab questions, some of the questions are structured just like the JLPT. We're training you, we're gearing you, we're getting you ready. Come down, kanji, vocab, put it in your word bank. There's just so much to see there. Gotta come down.
Yes, you must see this.
All right, that's gonna do for today.
また明日ね。
See you tomorrow.